Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser!
Ready to beat Migs. I know Michael from Seattle is. Michael, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Oh,
good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning to you, Michael.
Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Michael has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the shopping nickname for the Monday after Thanksgiving?
Pass.
Since 1906, coins minted with the letter D were made in what city?
Denver.
Yes. What game came bundled with the first Nintendo Game Boy?
Pass.
How many colors are on Belgium's national flag?
3.
Yes. Which fast food chain is known for its animal-style burgers?
Animal-style burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
In what decade were the first Air Jordans unveiled?
90s.
No.
80s.
Correct. What is the female counterpart of the peacock?
Pass.
How many Monopoly game pieces are clothing items?
3.
No.
2.
Yes. What is ethyl alcohol commonly known as?
Ethanol?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Michael.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, split right down the middle. No shame in that game.
No shame in that game at all.
That's right.
I could have pulled a deuce.
Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready, though?
Oh, yeah!
What is the name?
That's aggressive. I'm sorry.
What is the name? Ready. What is the shopping nickname for the Monday after Thanksgiving?
Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Since 1906, coins minted with the letter D were made in what city?
Delaware.
No.
Detroit.
No.
Oh, that's D for Daquila.
No. What game came bundled with the first Nintendo Game Boy?
Oh, is that Tetris?
Yes. How many colors are on Belgium's national flag?
Colors. 5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
Yes. Which fast food chain is known for its animal-style burgers?
In-N-Out.
That's the one. In what decade were the first Air Jordans unveiled?
90s.
No.
80s.
Yes. What is the female counterpart of the peacock?
The pea taco?
No. Oh, my God.
He broke himself.
Oh, God.
He broke Taryn, too.
The pea willow?
No.
Pea nanny?
No. How many Monopoly game pieces are clothing items?
3.
No.
2?
Yes.
Damn it.
I'm not taking that.
Why?
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is a tie. 5-5.
Wow.
Good job, Michael.
That was a fun one. That was a fun one. Is there a rematch in the future?
Let's do it.
Absolutely. All right, Steve. Since 1906, coins minted with the letter D were made in Denver.
Denver.
Yes, the female counterpart of the peacock is the peahen.
Okay, so I was going in the right direction.
You were, and then one you did not get to. What is ethyl alcohol commonly known as?
I don't know.
Ethanol.
That. Peacock.
Pea taco.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we are just a couple of weeks away from Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and it's the first of its kind, one you don't want to miss because Brent and Zach from Shinedown are going to be there.
Yes.
Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless are going to be there.
Yes.
Wolfgang Van Halen and his band Mammoth are going to be there.
It's going to be a great. Hollywood Undead doing an acoustic set, that's going to be worth the price of admission alone.
You are so right about that, Steve. And if people want to grab their tickets, KISW.com is where you do that. Going to the grocery store every week is quite an adventure. Sometimes you stumble upon something you've never seen before and you think, I wonder what that tastes like.
Yes.
And that is how What's in the Bag was developed. What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
And today I have something in the bag because tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Did you bring a turkey?
I did not bring a turkey, but we were at Whole Foods. And you look very nervous.
Because I know that I'm not going to like this. I already know it.
Look, I spent $15 whole. My wife was like, wait, what are you doing? I'm like, I need to buy this. We need to try it. It is the time to do it because Thanksgiving's tomorrow. And what do we love about Thanksgiving?
Not candied yams.
No, pie.
Oh.
We love pie. Right?
Danny and I are like, who's we?
Some would say the top pie would be pumpkin pie.
I agree.
Others would say pecan pie or pecan or pecan. No. However you say it.
I don't know.
Apple pie, that's also popular. I found a pie that I have never seen before, and it is perfect for Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
What do you guys think it is?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
is it, does it involve
pie.
Berries?
No berries are involved in this.
Oh. Is it like some, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you'll love this.
Oh, God.
This is a sweet potato Thanksgiving pie.
And the crowd goes mild.
I knew you guys would hate it. I'm so freaking excited.
You know what the sad thing is I've actually tried a sweet potato pie before.
Did you like it?
No.
Oh, God, it has marshmallows.
Some would say,
oh, my God.
It's a smoother, sweeter cousin of pumpkin pie with a little southern swagger.
I hate my life.
Whole Foods, $15 whole. Now, you'll notice it's already been cut. Because Tatum wanted to try it. And my wife did too. And you know, when you drop 15 bones on something, you gotta let the family enjoy it as well. But I have not.
Okay, so what did your family think of it?
They thought it was awesome.
Okay. Did they also like the candied yams on the holiday?
Okay. Yes. They're okay. They're not in love with it as much as I am, at least not my wife. But you know, Tatum definitely is. So I got you a fork and a napkin.
This is gonna be awful.
What are you talking about? I can't believe it actually has marshmallows on it too.
It's got marshmallows. And sweet potatoes and nuts.
Is it a walnut on there?
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, wait, you don't like any of this?
I hate nuts.
Do you not like Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay, so you want me to give you a slice?
The smallest slice you can possibly. I don't care if you.
I cut them kind of small.
Oh, I swear to God. You know what the sad thing is? Is that like I halfway feel like Taryn's going to be like, you guys is pretty good.
Danny, you're going to love it.
I just want to smell it.
It smells like a nice pie.
It smells like things I don't like.
Well, look, it's got marshmallows on it and everything. Who doesn't love marshmallows, guys?
Mm-mm.
Danny, here's your pie.
Thank you.
I didn't give you a big piece.
No, that is the smallest piece ever. I appreciate it. I don't even need a spoon for this, Steve. It's adorable that you thought this was needed.
A sweet potato pie.
Yes,
we are all fingering it right now. This is available at Whole Foods in the pie section. Shout out to Whole Foods. Are you guys ready?
I guess.
I'm so fired up. This looks delicious. Look, it's got marshmallows on it. It's got, sweet potato?
It's
pie.
Yeah.
It has pie on it.
Yeah, it smells like brown sugar in there.
All right.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. It's got a little southern swagger, they say.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Cheers. Look at Tyron's face.
I know, I can see him.
That is the best $15 I've ever spent.
The best part about it is the graham cracker crust.
That's fantastic.
And that's about...
What are you talking about?
She's going to throw up.
Taryn, one word. How would you describe it?
I don't think she can even say one word. She can't get it down.
See, I was being nice. You didn't have to say a full sentence. Just give me one word. She's going for her water. You don't like it? Is it the marshmallows?
It's all of it. It's like so many textures that I don't like. Honestly, the highlight for me, the nut.
You want me to give you a nuttier one?
I mean, but here's the thing. As somebody that has some weird tendencies when it comes to food and stuff I just really don't like, I do think it's important to try those things that you think you don't like every once in a while, yes, just to confirm that you still do or do not like it.
Some say every 5 years your taste changes.
I can confirm that my tastes have not changed on this crap.
Yeah.
But you go for it, Steve.
You know, honestly, it kind of tastes like a pumpkin pie.
It does.
Well, they say, yeah, it's a smoother, sweeter cousin of a pumpkin pie with a little southern swagger.
I know, but I don't see, I just thought that it was going to have like a different taste to it. And at that point, I'm like, yeah, just give me a pumpkin pie.
You know what's funny? I don't even taste the marshmallows. And they have a lot of marshmallows on it.
That's the worst part, honestly.
You don't like marshmallows?
I mean, not like this.
They look good. I think this is fantastic. I kind of want to bring it home and bring it to Thanksgiving. But would it be weird to show up to a pie that has three slices missing out of it?
Yeah, you show up and you say, crappy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right, real quick, let's run down some of these pies. Would you rock with them or not? Mm. Pumpkin pie.
No.
Yes.
Pecan pie.
No.
Nah, fine.
Apple pie.
No.
Wow. Sweet potato pie.
No.
This is the list of the top pies for Thanksgiving. Nope. Cherry pie.
Nope.
No.
Oh, you guys don't like Warren. Blueberry pie.
No.
Jeez, guys, you guys just hate pie?
I'm just really not a pie fanatic.
Or sweets.
What about chocolate cream pie?
Yes.
No. Okay, see, at least Tyron likes a good cream pie. banana cream pie.
Hell no.
I didn't think you would like that one. Key lime pie?
Yes.
No.
Peanut butter pie?
Yes.
Maybe I'd try it.
That might be the only one we all agree on.
Yeah. Especially if they do the little Reese's on top of them. They used to do that at this place called Village Inn in Albuquerque, and I would rock with that.
I think the goat of all pies is the strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's peak pie for me.
Yeah, but that's not a Thanksgiving pie.
No.
It's an anytime pie.
I think it's like more summertime.
I'm having it anytime.
So I guess you guys don't want to bring this home?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
This year, we have a goal of putting 2,500 coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. It's an awesome partnership that we do every year with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And we have the goal is $50,000, and we have already been making some great progress in that direction.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to Rockaholics like Eric Asmussen, who donated $25. Nicole Vera Cruz donated $25 as well. Tamara Plummer, $25. Also, $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. If you don't have $25, you can throw in $5, $10, whatever you've got. Or if you got more than $25, of course, you know, $50, $100, $200. The Rockaholics have already started up with their generosity, and we can't appreciate them enough.
It is adding up so quickly already, and you can make a difference at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday starring Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and it's all happening Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Say hello to TJ from Tumwater, who's our contestant this morning. What's up, TJ?
Oh, you know, another day.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah. Let's spin this wheel and see if you're going to play with me or Migsy.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on? Seems like it's been landing on me quite a bit recently. Currently, it is on my name. Will it stay there? Yes, apparently now the wheel has a thing for me, Taryn.
You are favored for sure.
All right, let's do this.
All right, TJ, here is your clip.
Oh, weird that it went with me and not you on this one.
Oh, man, I'm going to need a hint on the name, but I think it's Rush.
Yes.
But the name of the song,
Okay, let's see. Huckleberry Finn?
Tom Sawyer.
Nailed it.
I just sing it in my head for a second.
That's what we do every time, TJ. Awesome. Nice work, boys.
That
one
was easy.
Down.
Yeah.
One more to go.
Now the pressure's on me.
Steve Miggs, this is your clip.
Oh, my goodness. It still blows my mind that there was a story about one of the members having, like, a massive coke problem. But then when you hear that song, you're like, oh, yeah, you have to be, like, doing rails of blow to write 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
It moves quick.
Yes. Like, I don't think of them as being, like, one of those bands that'd be, like, behind the music, and then they found coke. But then you hear the music, you're like, yeah, you had to be on some kind of an upper.
Just railing lines.
And he was a bigger guy, too, which kind of surprises you.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, usually it suppresses your appetite.
Well, maybe he wasn't the one that did the coke. He did the pot.
Yeah, totally. Congratulations, TJ. You're going to go see Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
Thank you. My wife's going to be so thrilled.
Oh, nice. Who's she most excited to see? Is it Shinedown?
Yes. We just saw them, 2 months ago at Climate Pledge.
Oh, and now you get to see them acoustic. I've seen them do seen Brent and Zach do acoustic before, and it's still electric. Like, I mean, not like in a plug-in kind of way, but like, it's just like there's an energy to just those two, and it makes you appreciate those songs even more.
Yes, and I want to thank you guys so much for the heart tickets. Those were phenomenal.
Oh, man, TJ, you're winning too many tickets. We have to take these from you. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. The Daily Mix
Show. Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about? It's a great time to call 206-803-ROCK because we will be checking in with the Rockaholics next. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call us if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if there's anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK.
Some people are talking about the things that you would be buried with. One person said I would want, because earlier we talked about certain celebrities that went into the grave with certain things. Like, I think Frank Sinatra had a flask.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's planning on getting boozed up in heaven or something along those lines. And then it was like, what, Bob Marley had a guitar and a bag of weed.
Some weed.
Hell yeah. And so somebody texted, I would want to be buried with my tools since I love using them.
Yeah. You could repair some things in the afterlife.
Meet up with Jesus. Be like, yeah, I heard you're a carpenter. I brought my tools.
Let's go.
Is that, that's weird? No. Somebody said this is pretty messed up. Anytime you send a text and you preface it with, this is pretty messed up, you have my undivided attention. This was back in sixth grade. I was about 10 or 11. And this is in relation to our conversation about random things that you've kept over the years, like a keepsake and the backstory behind it. And they said it was around 10 or 11 years old. My teacher would have her daughter, who was in her early 20s, come in and sit in class throughout the school year as she was studying to be a teacher. She was always very nice to me. And the last day that she was there, she was playing with a plastic spoon in her mouth all day. At the end of class, she gave me the spoon and told me to always keep it. Me being young and thought nothing of it until a few years later, I realized how weird that was and I threw it away.
Ew.
I don't like that.
That is so strange.
That's the ick.
Definitely saying it's pretty messed up is the right way to go.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Parker in Shelton, who I understand you are a truck driver.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Parker, I feel like you're going to have a lot of things that drive you crazy on the road.
I've got two. I thought of two and maybe three. So the first one is driving northbound I-5. Everybody wants to get off on Highway 16 right there. It kind of backs up, right? So the truck drivers, we need to keep our space between our cars, right? Yep. We're so heavy. We need our space. Everybody likes to cut in front of us. Pew, real fast. Pew, right on, right up in there in between all the trucks. And so everybody just needs to know to keep their space. The second thing is there's, like, no parking in Seattle. So when I'm trying to do my deliveries downtown, all these Uber drivers and Uber Eats, they're all parking in the loading zone. They put their hazards on. They run in the building. And I got nowhere to park. I got to sit there and wait. I can't block the road.
The least they could do is give you some French fries.
Yeah. Give me some of that burger that you're delivering.
Right on, Parker. Joe from Edmonds, what gives you road rage?
Okay, well, I used to get road rage about everything, like literally everything. Like, I've gotten out of the car and fought people before.
Oh, my gosh. Road.
But a friend of mine, a wise man that knows more than I did, he told me that people can't cut him off. He just lets them in. And for some reason, that changed my whole perspective on driving. And I realized that people drive like idiots, and there's nothing I can do about it. So getting mad and getting in road rage is kind of pointless.
It's not worth it.
Do it anyways. Dude, yeah, it's not worth it.
It's funny. You want to get in? Get on in, especially with trucks, going back to a truck driver. If I see a truck driver's got their blinker on, I see so many people speed up. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be stuck behind a truck. I'm like, get on in. I'll figure out a way. Eventually, I'll get around you. Or it's not the end of the world. So, like, I have that same mindset. I don't really get road rage except at four-way stops. And then I just kind of lose my mind. I don't, like, yell at anybody, but internally, I'm losing my freaking mind.
When people don't understand, like, the right-of-way and all that?
That, and also when somebody thinks that they know how it all works, and they give you, like, they get mad at me, even though they got to the stop sign first, and they're, like, waving me, like, come on, you idiot. I'm like, I was still rolling when you were fully stopped, brother.
These identical twins from Australia ended up going viral after they gave an interview. They witnessed this wild carjacking.
I think their mom got carjacked or something along those lines. Yeah.
So crazy. But in their interview, they're like completely synchronized and they're dressed the same and it's very weird. Their names are Bridget and Paula, and this is the audio if you missed it.
It plays.
And one guy, he was up there with our mom. He went up there and he was coming back down towards us. And he goes, run. He's got a gun.
And at that point, we're like, okay, this is just too much. I can't handle this. This is too much twin magic going on.
Well, big shout out to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Because he tracked him down.
Dude, I was watching his monologue. I watched it this morning, and I'm just like, he got the twins on the show. And it's just, and they're wearing the exact same thing again and talking at the same time again. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Of course.
Well, you've caused quite a commotion with this video. When did you become aware that you had delighted the globe?
Well, when we heard from your show.
Hey, this seems like a comedy bit, but I know it's not. Do you speak in tandem on purpose?
No.
Can you open each other's iPhones with your faces?
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
That's pretty cool.
What do you think they're going to say?
I think they're going to say yes.
Guess what? We share our phones.
Of course you share a phone.
They share the same iPhone.
That's too much.
This just keeps getting stranger.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the United States?
No, we haven't been to the United States. We haven't been out of Australia.
I don't know if Australia's letting them out. They're a national treasure.
They are.
Oh, my gosh. We would love to have you here. Is there anything you'd like to see here in the United States?
What do you think they're going to say?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
What would? Okay, just like any kind of touristy thing?
Mount Rushmore.
Okay, let's see what they said.
Yes, we would love to see the American Pelican.
The what?
The American pelican. Now, a little context. They said that they're pelican. They save pelicans, like, you know, like animal rescue. And one of the things that they help save are pelicans.
Okay, that's pretty noble.
So actually, it is kind of a great answer.
Wow. I feel like this is what The Shining would be like if they made a sequel right now.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that you can come and hang with us on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for something we've never done before. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday where all of the performances will be completely unplugged. We have Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry's going to be there, Mammoth.
That's Rocks. Just put out a brand new song and it's awesome.
Dude, we were listening to that this morning. Yeah. It is a wonderful jam and you get to see it all at Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th. Grab your tickets before they are gone at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. This is just an incredible story about a 51-year-old cancer survivor from Chicago. Just checked off something really cool off of his bucket list this month. He has gone to every major sports stadium in North America. His last stop was a New York Islanders game on Saturday. And how crazy is this? It happened to be the night that they were doing Hockey Fights Cancer.
Holy cow, I meant to say.
Well, here's the guy's name is Ashvin Ladd, and here he is talking about his journey.
I'm officially a member of Club 124, having attended an active live game in all 124 stadiums and arenas in the four major sports leagues in North America, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NFL. For me, it was something coming out of post-cancer. I wanted to have a better life than I did. I was very stressed out always. I was very type A. I was very just on the go. I wanted to have more experiences in life coming out of cancer.
Unreal story.
I would be so curious to know how long it took him to do that, too, because and how much it cost. Because that is a lot of visits.
And also, I'd like to know which ones were his favorite. Maybe we can try and track this guy down.
Let's do it.
What would you say of all the stadiums, arenas, venues that you've ever been to? What's the first one that pops into mind as being, like, the most memorable?
Camden Yards was pretty dope.
Yeah.
That was really neat. Also, Petco down in San Diego was awesome. Those are two of my favorites. What about you?
Fenway.
I've never been there.
Fenway, well, the moment you walk in, I mean, I'm definitely not a Red Sox fan, but you can feel the history. The overall just aesthetic is incredible. Ugh. The only part that I will never forget for not positive reasons is if you have a few extra pounds on you, those seats are not very conducive to the chubby folks like myself. Like, it was tough to get into a seat and tough to get out. I'm like, what kind of skinny people were around back in those early days when they built this stadium? But all in all, being in Fenway Park was top-notch.
Definitely on my bucket list.
Danny, how about yourself?
It's between two, honestly. Either the Big House in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Going to see 100,000 people take on the New Mexico Lobos was awesome. But also, shout-out to my hometown. Going and seeing the Pit, which is the basketball stadium in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. It's quite, like, you won't ever experience something like that either. It's just like built down in. It's so cool.
Chuck Nolan said the Kingdom.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
she
you know
was
what?
Cool.
Memorable for some interesting reasons, that's for sure.
There's a DoorDash driver who was pulled over for allegedly a DUI in Florida.
You have one job.
While he was making a delivery.
Drunk.
Yeah, don't get drunk on the job. Officers then complete the DoorDash delivery to get the customer their food, which is hysterical. So this is the body cam recording from when Luis Alania Estrella was being pulled over, and then Officer Mercedes Simmons talks about the officer going above and beyond.
Get out. Get out of the car.
Yeah. Let's see. We're trying to have him off in there.
Okay. The address that he had on his DoorDash, on his GPS, was that where he was going?
That's where I had the orders. Yeah, I don't know.
We were lucky to have officers that had a little bit of extra time on their hands. They're willing to go above and beyond. Obviously, you wouldn't want anybody to go hungry, miss out on their DoorDash. We always strive for a high level of service, and I think in this case, we were able to deliver on that.
Plot twist, the person they delivered the food to had a warrant for their arrest.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine that, though? Like, maybe you've been up to a little no good, or maybe you just got really stoned, and you're just waiting for, like, your Jack in the Box, and then there's an officer waiting at the door with your bag.
Here.
Like, damn it, I just want my sourdough, Jack, buddy.
No, thank you.
Hey, it's exciting for us Seahawks fans. Quandre Diggs coming back to Seattle. He signed with the team on the practice squad right now, but that's usually just like a formality, but I'm sure he'll be on the roster very soon. But with all the injuries that are happening on defense, it's good to bring back a veteran presence, well-loved in the from what it sounds like, well-loved in the locker room, but also well-loved by us Seattle Seahawks fans. Just not happy that he's rocking number 37. I saw him post about that. I'm like, come on, that's Sean Alexander's number, but I get it. It's not retired yet.
Not yet.
Yet.
A big name from our Legion of Boom is now one step closer to being in the Hall of Fame, and that would be Earl Thomas. He is an official semifinalist for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. He is one of 26 players.
If he goes into the Hall of Fame, I know it's a big if, but if he does, you know, they make that bust of their face.
Oh,
can they also incorporate a middle finger pointed towards Pete Carroll, like that iconic moment when his last game that he played with the Seahawks?
That would be hysterical. We're going to find out who makes the cut to the final 15 before voting happens right around Super Bowl.
Kraken at home tonight, taking on the Dallas Stars. Of course, tomorrow, a bunch of football games. Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, and Bengals, Ravens. That's what's going to be happening tomorrow for Thanksgiving. As far as weather, in a high of 50 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day. The DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up. Ryan, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.